Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show, bring America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. We ask you to share far and wide. What we do in our show, we sh share geopolitical. We've been going over sensitive documents to show you how serious the time is that we're living in. But more importantly, you have to take care of you. There's the spiritual side, we've addressed that, and there's the physical side. You got to take care of your health. And I ran into the bad side of bad health last March, and I've talked about the Magic Dycol products, the Nanosoma spray in particular. Scotty Sachs brought that to me, and he's a good friend. I got to tell you, and he probably saved my life. I was told your lung linings aren't coming back, and they reversed, and today I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years. But most importantly, though, not only did my lungs reverse, there's another product that's offered that gave me joint relief. It used to be I played basketball till I was 48 and had to stop because my knees would explode with fluid. And now I'm back to playing. Not a lot. I don't want to tear an ACL, but I'll tell you this, I am playing and I'm doing the sled and I'm running sprints twice a week and I'm doing leg press and squats and deadlifts and I'm not swelling. So we're going to tell you what the secret is here. We have the North American director, and I'm sorry if I got the title wrong, Sean McDonald, but he works with Magic Dycol. And he was one of the guys too that instructed me on how to use these products when I was on death's doorstep. He and Scotty were checking in on me. Hi, Dave, are you trying this? Do this. And he told me with a spray, he said, Dave, you can take this as much as you want because it's all natural. So remember that I was using, Sean, I was using that spray, five sprays every hour.
Oh yes. Yes. Well,
can.
you had some serious help you needed, and that is what we've found with the core product, Nanosoma, the oral spray, liquid spray. When you got to get something moving, you need to jumpstart your body's ability to start taking care of itself and clearing things. We have found best practice 5 sprays every hour for, a couple of days usually, and I mean, you notice a difference, and you certainly did.
2 weeks.
Well, you had it bad.
I had a pulmonologist, and I used to he was a specialist, and I used to play pickup basketball with him. So, I mean, he knew that I wasn't just a loafer, and he said, Dave, I'm not gonna lie to you, at your age, those lung linings probably aren't coming back. And I said, what does that mean? He goes, probably oxygen. And he says, people don't stay on oxygen real long. And I said, I know, my dad died while he was on oxygen. And so that's really what I was facing. And I say it often, you and Scotty saved me from death's doorstep. And so they said to me, well, Dave, would you like to market the product? It's worked so well for you. And I said, heck yes. I won't be happy until everyone's on these products. But let's talk about the gel that's been out of stock. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited that we have our gel back. And we made the announcement yesterday morning at 9 a.m. It's available through the US store, through the iwantmyhealthback.com /Dave Hodges store, and it's available through another store. So we've got it on it's on its way to the other divisions around the world, and it will be available in just no time. We're very excited about it. I have had clients, customers emailing, calling, I need that gel, I need that gel. And boy, we know it, we know it. And we didn't expect to be out, and
Tell them
we
why.
ended
Tell
up,
them what happened, because it was no fault of the company.
it was interesting. We bring the product in bulk, typically metric ton at a time from the manufacturer in Switzerland. It's a relatively smooth process. When we had our gel on its way, it got flagged in France, and returned back to the manufacturer because of some security changes the EU made for exporting liquids and gels out of the country. We eventually found out that it was tied to the Olympics being in France. And so typically when you're dealing with these kinds of shipments, it lands at a check station, they walk a dog around it, sniff it for bomb material, and then it's on its way. So it's, relatively smooth. However, they changed the rules. We didn't know that. It turns out a lot of people didn't know that. So in order to export any liquid or gel from the European Union, in quantities larger than 25 kilograms at a time, which of course isn't much when you're working at the scale that we do, the facility from which it's coming has to go through a pretty arduous inspection process and become what is called a known shipper details. We've gone through that. Everything's good. It just took a while, and there really wasn't a whole lot of options. So it was unfortunate. That led us to be able to project that, okay, based on this delay, and the stock that we had on hand, we were going to be stocked out, and we of course were. We're really, really excited that we took the opportunity to do some things that we'd been working on for a while. We have rebranded the product. We've brought it forward to be more brand consistent with NanoSoma. And we'll be doing that also with the cream in the very near future. We're excited about that. So the product now, before it was in sort of a yellow, kind of a dark yellow packaging and all of that. And we've now, oh, there we go. So that's the box right there. It now is NanoSoma Topical Gel. So we've rebranded that. The bottle is now a, get it right about there. Yeah, right about there. So it's now got a clear label on it. You can actually see how much product is in there, which is great for the gel. You can kind of keep track of what you've got. So same exact product, absolutely zero change to the product. We've only changed the branding and the packaging. And I think people are really, really going to like that. And it's very much consistent with the NanoSoma brand, which is where we have so much brand equity, if you will.
Sean, let me go back and I just kind of repeat what I said, and then I want to set the stage for more. But with the gel, Scotty suggested to me that I rub it. I said, I'm doing great, Scott. I go up down the stairs now, and no health effects thanks to the spray. And I said, but you know, I'm still having trouble with my knees, and it's old age, and they want me to get a knee replacement. And I said, I'll die with these knees. And he said, Dave, try the gel. Try rubbing the gel on your knee. And I did, and in really less than a month, I was able to do things I haven't been able to do in 25 years, and that's not a joke. You've seen the picture of me sprawled out on the floor, exhausted after playing basketball, but the knee didn't do this. And so that's the use I have for it with the gel. Are there other uses that come into play?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this gel product, I refer to it, excuse me, and many people do, as their first aid kit in a bottle. It's really profound. You can use it on everything from cuts, burns, skin issues, like, you know, rashes, whatnot, and just apply it directly on there. So what happens is when you're using NanoSoma, the foundation product, orally, we sort of refer to that as supporting your body from the inside out. When you use the topical product, like the gel, and you're applying it specifically to an area of concern, whether it's your knees in your case, whether it's a cut in my case, which I've had a very serious cut, and it was rapidly healed, you're hyper-localizing the effect of the active ingredient, which again, we've talked about before, is this nanoemulsion of polycosanol. And just as a reminder, polycosanol is a molecule that's made up of a series of long-chain lipid alcohols. It's found in foods and plant life. It's also one of the first things eliminated from food when you cook or refine it in any way. So what Dr. Raghavan, the inventor of these products, was able to do, he stabilized this molecule at less than 60 nanometers in size, which is about half the size of a virus. It is so small that when it's in contact and present in our bodies, it penetrates our cells, and our bodies wake up and start doing things that they haven't done in millennia, and taking care of themselves in ways we've never imagined. That's internal throughout our entire cellular genome. That's topical, directly on an area of concern. One of the things, and you've experienced this because we talked about it before, you're like, how is it even possible? You know, I got bone on bone. How is it even possible that my knees aren't responding the way that they used to? Well, when you use this topically and you're using it internally in combination, our bodies start producing what's called pluripotent stem cells, and they're producing it at an area at the area of concern. Pluripotent stem cells are the cells that are the building blocks of our life. Typically, they're found in the embryonic state of life. And while there are some methods of force inducing that through science and some medical procedures, this is, from my knowledge, the only product that I'm aware of that allows the body to simply start producing them as they are needed and where they are needed. And that is what boosts your body to become more rapid in wound healing and repair and clearing. This little nanoemulsion of polycosanol is profound. When it's in our cells, our bodies start doing these amazing things. And that's what you've experienced. I've experienced it. I use it on everything from mosquito bites to, like I said, cuts and burns. I bumped my knuckle on a 400-degree oven rack a few months ago, and I
Oh.
grabbed the gel immediately, put it on there. I'm not kidding. Less than a minute, the burning sensation was gone. I kept just putting it on there as I would think about it. 2 days later, you couldn't even see. You couldn't even see it. It's truly profound.
You know how I've used it too is sometimes I'll get these tags on my shoulder, being out in the sun, and I've put it on these tags, and in a couple of days it peels right, the tags peel right off.
Yes, we have a lot of people that send testimonials in. Skin tags go away. My dog, he's a very healthy, very athletic, 7-year-old Boston Terrier. But he gets randomly, he'll just get a big old skin tag growing off the middle of his chest. Weird. I put the gel on there a couple times, then a couple of days, it just falls off, goes away. These products are not only amazing for human beings, but people give them to their pets. We give the NanoSoma to our animals every day because one of the things we know is that when this active ingredient is present in your body, both as a human, both and as animals, the body starts clearing everything from fungus and, viruses to parasites, all of that stuff. And when you give it to your animals, they're just cleaner, they're healthier, they're more vibrant. I've literally seen animals near death a couple days later after using NanoSoma as if nothing was ever wrong with them. And I love the animal experience because there is no placebo effect with animals.
Wow, it's an amazing product. Just out of curiosity, how do you get? I've used it on my dog's tag too. He gets these little knots, these tag knots in the middle of his back, and he's really athletic too. I mean, he can like jump over his feet. It's incredible what he does. But maybe it's something with these kind of dogs that they get these tags. But how do you get the spray in their system?
Couple of ways. My dog is not a predictable eater, so I can't introduce it to him via food. So I just hold his mouth open and give him a little shot. He doesn't particularly care for it, but he understands, he trusts. We have two cats and they share a half a can of wet cat food every day. So as soon as we put that down, before we're putting it down, we're putting, two or three sprays on it. And then boom, they just eat it up. And as long as it's not going to sit around, and, sort of evaporate or, sort of just blend into the food. But if you give it to them right then and there, you can put a spray on a dog treat if it's, appropriate. Sometimes I'll take the gel, which is the exact same formulation and concentration as the spray, with the addition of some edible xanthan gum. That simply coagulates it into a gel. So sometimes I'll just put a dab of I'll just get a little bit of the gel, put it on my dog's paw. He'll lick it right off. It's easy. You just get creative in it.
Let me ask you this. I've never, and we got to be careful not to say it's curative because what it does, it boosts the immune system. But I want to ask you this. What about people that have psoriasis or eczema? I've never thought about that until I just asked the question.
Oh, it's amazing. There are testimonials, photographic testimonials of people with pretty severe issues such as those. And the clearing is amazing. There's a woman on our information site that shows her process, and she went through what we would call a healing crisis, means that's just a rapid clearing of an issue a person is having. our skin is our largest detox organ. And oftentimes things will manifest through the skin, and especially when you have skin issues. And she experienced pretty much a full body breakout over about a month long process. She shared her testimonial with us because she understood what was happening. Otherwise, it would be pretty terrifying. I mean, she was a very, very brave woman, and she understood it was a clearing process. And she started out relatively normal looking person going through that process of clearing. She had lesions all over her body. And then about the fourth week, they were gone and haven't come back. Pretty amazing. Cleared from the system. The body is prompted to clear what doesn't represent optimal health.
Interesting.
And the gel you
Just
put
enhances
directly
the
to,
immune system, right?
And that's why we recommend, use the liquid spray. That's your foundation. That's giving your body internally all the support it needs to really begin taking care of itself. And then use the gel for the topical issues when they manifest. Put it on there. It helps prompt the clearing and repair any issues and any sensations.
Well, it's kind of funny. My son's 24, and when I got this, I went to the pulmonologist specialist, really good guy, old friend, and he felt so bad telling me the prognosis that he saw. But he did say this to me. He said, "Dave, I know one thing about you. You can be a stubborn guy to the benefit." And he said, "I know you're not going to quit on this." And I said, "Yeah." And so I walked out with my wife and I said, "I ain't giving up." That night, I couldn't do very much, but I went to the gym with my son. He's 24. Okay, and so I tried to do bench press, barely could do the bar, and I started working out with him, going 6 times a week, taking these products. And today, he's almost envious. I can bench as much weight as my 24-year-old son. He can just do a few more reps than I can.
I
And he's pretty
love it.
amazed by, because my wife was telling me, she said, "Your son is amazed by you." Because he was with you when you were really sick, and then you work through this, and he goes, she said, "He's almost as strong as I am, and I'm 24 years old." So, but it's just been amazing. And here's what I'm concerned about with the people listening. I do a lot of geopolitical stuff, and not to turn this into a political diatribe, but I'm really concerned that the left is not going to give up power to Donald Trump willingly. I think there's going to be major obstacles thrown in the way. We're already seeing a few, but we're going to see big ones. And we could go through some really hard times as a nation without elaborating. And my concern, and I always tell people this, you need to have food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Keyword for us is natural medicine. Okay, and I probably shouldn't use the term medicine, but natural health aid. Okay. And people need to take care of themselves, and they need to be prepped for the hard times that we live in. We're at a real turning point in our nation's history, and people need to be able to face that challenge. And so if you had to evacuate your home, for example, and walk 20 miles to a relief center, could you do it? And so people need to say, okay, what do I got to do to get in better shape? And some of it is working out. Some of it is eating right, and some of it is taking good products like what we're talking about. So,
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, even for people blessed with good health, I am actually blessed with good health, and I'm very, very grateful for that. I've taken these products and used these products for nearly 4 years now, and I will use them every day for the rest of my life, Dave. And that's really because I have truly grown to understand the connection I have with them. What the benefit is for my body. These products are patented. They're patented with several patents, and they're patented across 80% of the populated globe. You don't just get patents willy-nilly. You have to actually prove some things. One of the patents, which is enough for me to use NanoSoma, my core everyday oral spray, is that when this is present in our bodies begin producing endogenous vitamin C. This is a patent. Full patent across nearly the whole globe. Truly profound that our bodies can begin doing that. That's the basis of our immune system, and it's the basis of so many of our body's operating systems that allow our bodies to take care of themselves. Another patent, when this product is present in our bodies start regulating. This prompts our bodies to regulate the vitamin D nuclear receptor. and in fact, all 48 or 9 of our nuclear receptors, which is truly remarkable. You know, we always say NanoSoma, for example, doesn't really care if a person has hypothyroid issues or hyperthyroid issues. Those are the result of an imbalance of the thyroid receptor. When this is present, the body has a tool to begin regulating. That's a very important word, regulating, because if something is overactive or underactive, you can have these imbalances. And through use of the product and through time, those become balanced and they get dialed in to where they need to be, which allows the body to bring itself back to homeostasis. And that's a journey that takes time, yet it's important we start somewhere. And in my case, I have never felt more 30 something in my life. My energy levels, you know this, that your sense of energy reserves, they're deeper now than they used to be. Your cognitive clarity, these are the things I experience. You know, I did have a food sensitivity since I was a kid. I couldn't eat raw fruits or vegetables without my mouth getting blistery and my throat swelling up. It certainly wasn't anaphylactic and it wasn't going to kill me. It just was quite uncomfortable. And when that starts as a child, you just learn to avoid these things. You just don't do that to yourself. And about 3 or 4 months into using this product, my wife and I were having dinner and I, you know, was eating a little, you know, dinner salad. Lettuce didn't really ever bother me. There were a few exceptions, but you get good at picking around the things that would, the onions, the carrots, the cucumbers, whatever. Well, I got a bite with some of that stuff in there and I thought, okay, well, might be a little uncomfortable, but yeah, I'll get through it. Nothing happened. I ate everything in that salad. Nothing happened. And I was really puzzled by that. Got home, and again, still really puzzled. Grabbed an apple, guaranteed to have a response to it. Took a bite of apple, nothing happened. That's about the time my light bulb went off, and I realized, well, wait a minute. I've been using this product called NanoSoma for about 3 or so months. It's supposed to prompt the body to correct what's out of health balance.
Sure.
And I guess that worked for me. And I've been eating raw fruits and vegetables every day since. And it's wonderful. I mean, part of why I feel so good is my diet has now improved. I'm getting true nutrients, that my body uses to help maintain itself. You know, there's rarely a one and done. I mean, I tell people, listen, you can go through a bottle of NanoSoma every single day, but if you're eating fast food 3 times a day, your body really has nothing to work with. Our bodies use the food we eat and the nutrients within as the power to allow itself to take care of itself.
Sure.
And, you know, even if a person has a halfway decent diet, there was a time 5 or 6 years ago that I had not made those changes in my life. And I weighed about 80 pounds more than I do now. And when I stopped eating fast foods and processed foods and gluten foods, cut out my pastas, things that I love, a lot of bread. All I did, Dave, was changed what I was eating and started eating organic, started eating healthy, best I could. It was a process of adjustment. You know, you've got to make those adjustments. My body just started dropping weight. I just started coming into where I needed to be. And then when I introduced NanoSoma, wow, it was a total game changer.
You know, I'm wondering about me. I have one food allergy, and it's mustard, but it's devastating for me.
Be careful about testing that theory.
Oh my God, exactly. When I was 10 years old, I got taken to the doctor, and they almost had to do a tracheotomy because
Oh my
I
gosh.
had the hives on my lungs. And then I was accidentally somewhere got mustard again, and I'm playing racquetball, and all of a sudden I can't breathe, and I had another ER visit. That was probably 20 years ago, and I avoid mustard like the plague. I don't think I'm going to test fate.
I would caution you against that.
I'm
Yes. Yes.
not
As
going
I said, in
to.
my case, it wasn't that serious, and it was accidental that I discovered that. In hindsight, I'm grateful that I had
Well, people laugh at me when I tell them this. Hey, let me tell you what happened though. I go to the pulmonologist in March. And he even said to me, I know this is hard for you, your basketball days, I know all that. And he was very sympathetic. He's really a good guy. He goes, I want to see you back in 3 months. And I told him on the way out, I think I'm going to be a little more determined than you thought. And he says, well, Dave, I know you can be stubborn. And I go back in June, he walks in and looks at me, just looked at me, hadn't given me a test or anything. And he said, what happened? You look like an entirely different person. And I said, "Well, let me tell you what I'm doing." And I told him my physical routine and how I'd gone up on weight training. I said, "This is I started here, and this is where I'm at now." And we did a CO2 test, and I was up 30% over when I was in his office the first time. And he said, "At your
Wow.
age, that doesn't happen." He said, "That doesn't happen." And I was pre-diabetic, and they wanted to. We were talking about going on the drugs, and so I went to my regular doctor at the same time, and he said, "Your A1C is now lower than mine. It's like 5.0." And it's just amazing what has happened. And this is why I wanted you to come on, and I wanted to bring this to my audience, because with the hard times we're going through, and RFK Jr. can't change everything overnight. He's so sincere about what he's doing. You look at that man,
Absolutely.
and this is God put him in this position to do this job, but he can't do it all at once. And we've got to take our health into our hands and do some things that will help. And he, I know he's going to do a great job, but some of you out there can't wait for this to happen. I couldn't wait for it to happen for me. And so I literally, I'm not kidding, I probably took 25 years off of my aging process for my body.
Yeah, that's truly amazing, Dave. And that's why we've started. You see my background. I want my health back.
I
It's a
love that saying.
movement.
Isn't that
It's
a
a
great
movement.
saying? Isn't that a great saying? I
Yes.
want my healthback.com.
Yes, absolutely. And for anyone listening, when you go there and you can get there, I know Dave has he's got links on his website, but just go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave
Hodges.
and Dave Hodges.
Yes.
And that helps you. It helps Dave. We appreciate you so much, Dave, helping us to spread this word. It is a true honor, the honor of my professional life, to have been put on this path to help bring these products to the world. And the things that I see, the change in people that I see, is truly, truly amazing. And as you said earlier, and I'll just say it to be thorough, these products do not treat, cure, or heal anything. They just simply prompt our bodies as a tool to allow our bodies to begin doing what they were innately given in the first place, the ability to take care of themselves in ways we've just never imagined. It's truly, truly remarkable.
And Sean, all of that's patented too. That's what
Yeah.
is
Yes.
yeah, this isn't a fluke. I mean, I could have an anomaly and be the unusual person, but I'm not. I mean, when I start taking these products in March. In mid-April, I spoke in Dallas at the Hear the Watchman conference, and I had started advertising because I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs when I started taking this. I'd have to go one and rest, one and rest. And now I'm going up and down the stairs pretty comfortably, and I'm there and I'm starting to work out. And I'm telling people that you really need to look at this product. I don't know where it's going to take me, but I was in the process of getting better. And I'm at the conference, and I'm sitting back at my table after I spoke. And I must have had five people, about five or six people lined up to tell me their testimonial. Said, "I listened to you and I went and tried the product, and this is how it helped me." And with each person, it was a different condition, but the testimonials were just incredible. And I knew right then, we look at for divine purpose in our life, but I knew right then one of the things I should be doing is helping people with their health. You and Scotty really put me on a path that saved my life, and I'll always be grateful for that. But I want to do the same thing for people in my audience, because I know I'm going to help people that I'll never meet, and they won't all give me their testimonials. I get some, but I feel that strongly about what we're doing. So anyway, Sean, I wanted to ask you to come on to talk about the gel is back. Thank goodness.
The gel is back.
I still have about a bottle and a half, because I remember when you told me the problem with Europe was starting with shipping. I loaded up on mine. But I don't let it get too low. I'm going to be ordering some spray from you before long. I'm on my last bottle, but I'll be using these products for the rest of my life. And
Indeed. And it's just, I'm so grateful that our paths came together when they did. Truly, what a blessing, and a new friendship has been developed. One of the reason we work with people like you, Dave, is and we're not buying advertising on your site. I mean, you get, we have an affiliate program, and that's a reward for you for sharing this information. It's different than an advertising campaign, though. We talked to you and said, Dave, Would you use these products, number one, in your situation? You really need to use them in the, and talk about your experience with your audience, because what you have is what no company can buy, and that is the integrity of trust you've built with your audience over the years. And we are so committed to bringing these products to the world for all of the right reasons. And your help in this has been so amazing. And I see the orders come in, Dave. You've got audience members who come in through the Common Sense Show with more than 10, 12, 15 orders. I mean, you see that and you know, even if we don't hear from them, you know they're having positive experiences because they keep using the product. And
And that's why we're here,
it's
and
very special.
you get into middle age, and then you start to move beyond, you start looking, okay, what's your legacy going to be? What are you doing in the time that you have left as you prepare to meet your maker? And so for me, it's to help people. When I look at all the things I advertise, just about, I think not just about, everything that we do has a purpose. And this product is right at the top of the list, because of what I know it's capable of doing for people. The one thing, though, I had a family member try this for their hip, and they quit. And I said, "Why'd you quit?" And they said, "Oh, I didn't think it was working." I said, "Please go back and do it for 3 months." Okay. After about 6 weeks, they started to get relief.
Yeah, and that is so important. I'm glad you brought that up. And we do our very best to stay engaged with the customers that are coming and purchasing this, to provide, they've got a really great maybe 20-minute video on how to really understand these products, because a lot of people, they read these testimonials that are amazing. And it's pretty common for people who may not fully understand a product. They hear the testimonial, they buy the product, and when, they get to lunchtime tomorrow and they're not 100% better, they don't think it works. And, that's why you hear me say many, many times, with you and with anybody that I talk to, we love the miracle and we accept the miracle. That's generally more rare than not. Healing and a path to wellness is typically a journey. And everyone's journey is unique. And that journey is the sum total of our life experience. We're bombarded by constant, endless amounts of things that are detrimental to our health, that takes a toll over our lifetime. It takes us a while to get to a state of illness or disease. And it often takes a minute to come out of that.
Sure,
You know,
absolutely.
Dr. Raghavan, the inventor, he says people should allow, in general terms, 2 to 3 weeks of use for any year that you have dealt with an issue. Our friend Scotty Sachs, he had extreme neuropathy for 10 years. When we started him on NanoSelma and the gel, we told him that. He's like, "All right, well, I've dealt with it for 10 years, 20, 30 weeks. What's that? That's a drop in the bucket. If I can get relief from this, that's a game changer in my life." And I love his testimonial when he tells this story of waking up in his condo and, walking from one end of his condo to the other one morning to make his coffee. And he stops halfway across the condo and realizes there was no burning sensation in his lower legs and feet. And he was blown away by it. And he says it was 6 weeks to the day since he'd been using the products.
Sure.
He had no expectation of that changing. It caught him completely by surprise. So when people use this, it's all about trust, acceptance, and patience, and let yourself be surprised by the change that happens within.
Yeah, a little bit of faith is in order. You know what? My magic aha moment was not when I was walking to get coffee. With my knees, I used to have a real hard time walking downstairs. I could go up the stairs okay, but walking down on the eccentric portion of it was hard, and I had to be kind of gentle going downstairs, much harder for me. And then one day I'm walking down the stairs and I'm not feeling anything in my knees. And I go, "Whoa," I stopped right in the middle of the stairs. And I said, "Let's not be ginger. Can you step down here?" And I'm holding on to the rail, waiting for the worst to happen. And I step down and I go, "I don't feel anything." And I stepped another step, and I stepped another step, and I said, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing." Now, what I didn't know at the time is how that would translate to the weight room, because I still wasn't doing deadlifts or squats and stuff like that. So I started saying, okay, well, let's try some of these things and I'll start off with lightweight. And I started shooting baskets again without playing. And then I thought, okay, maybe I can go the next step. My son almost dropped dead. He was in the gym with me the first time I went back. I said, I'm going to go in there and play today. I feel pretty good. And I went in and he came out. He was just amazed. The look on his face was, I can't believe you're doing this. So
Wow.
that was the experience I had. Anyway, Scotty's testimony is really powerful. He's told the story on my show, and we've all experienced great benefits with it. And so anyway, the way you get it, people, is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I love the gel. I love the spray. One day I'll get vain and use the wrinkle cream.
A
But
very, very beautiful product, I will say.
that's what I
We do
hear.
have a water-based moisturizer cream for the most people use it as a face cream, use it on the backs of your hands. You know, your skin's different in these areas. Same active ingredient, same concentration, localizing that vitamin C production around your eyes and that skin. You know, your skin cells start producing vitamin C. That's what builds collagen. That starts tightening and firming your skin, and people experience transformation in the appearance of their skin, the vibrance of their skin, the youthfulness of their skin. So that's a wonderful product. You know, one of these days, Dave, you can give that a shot. Let us know how
Okay.
goes.
That's my macho side of me saying real men don't do this, but you know what? Real men do. And
Indeed.
I'm probably going to have to give it. There's actually a commercial on TV for another product. Here's a man how he's how he could be after he's 40, but he could look like this. And it's kind of the before and after. It's actually a very clever commercial. And maybe I'll end up falling into that. But I don't see myself entering a beauty contest. And I've been married, you know, tomorrow's my anniversary. And tomorrow, I've been married forever and a day to the same woman. So, you know, I just try to keep myself in shape. But, you know, I don't get that upset about a little bit of aging, you know. But we'll see. As things get dramatically more, you know, different when I get older, I may have to give this a try too. Anyway.
Indeed. Yeah.
Sean, thanks so much for coming on. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you can experience what I've experienced, what Sean's experienced, Scotty Sachs, Sarah Westall. All of us are on the products. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Sean, thanks so much for coming on. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Dave, and congratulations on your anniversary, and I look forward to talking again soon.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really, really good to be with you. Thank you so much. I have to tell you, honestly, in all good faith, some of you are going to view this and you're going to recoil a little bit about the strength of what I'm going to say needs to be done. And I'm not offering this in a means to be manly or barbaric. Or revenge, but that's not it. I'm going to expose some crimes that are already exposed and review them, and then I'm going to talk about the appropriate punishment according to the rule of law. There is no other agenda here. Now, some people will just go, oh, wow, Dave, that's radical. You really want to get back at these people? No, I want justice done, and I want it done according to the letter of the law. So we don't have people that come through in leadership positions at future dates that think they can do the same thing, which is basically try to overthrow the country. So fasten your seatbelt because this could be a wild ride. We're brought to you by a tremendous sponsor. It's a product from BioTrust. It's my favorite. In terms of the BioTrust line, which has great products, scientifically researched, they're above board in their dealings with the public. Let me get right to this product. This is a product that can restore youth. And the way that you do that is to restore collagen manufacturing inside your body. Collagen's like the elixir of youth. The reason that you're looking older, the reason that your joints hurt and you're lacking energy is because you're having a significant collagen decline. For example, by the time that you reach middle age, you've lost about half your collagen. And that's where the aging effects and the appearance begin to really take shape. Now, What they do at BioTrust, what no one else does, is they take the five types of collagen and they blend it into one. Now, unlike the other products, this crosses the blood-brain barrier and begins the youthful restoration of your body. So both your appearance and how you're feeling are going to improve. If it doesn't, you get your money back. They guarantee the results. They're offering this up to 51% off today. The Fountain of Youth. All you do is scoop out the prescribed amount, put it into your favorite drink. It's odorless, tasteless. You stir it up, and you begin to recover your lost youth. You have nothing to lose but your old age. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Well, we have an interesting dilemma. Matt Gaetz, Attorney General, you gotta be kidding me. Oh my goodness gracious. That would be like the late, great Jim Brown, best running back in NFL history, playing in a Pop Warner league. You could try to tackle him with 20 kids and it wouldn't do any good. Oh my God. The junkyard dog coming to town. His nomination is going to be met with extreme resistance. And I think it's only a 50-50 chance he's going to get through. And I'm rooting for him. But people are going to be afraid that this guy can't be compromised. He can't be bribed. He wants justice, and he's taken no BS. That's his MO. And oh my. The people that have betrayed this country, I'm not talking political difference. Let me give you an example. I am 100% opposed to abortion on demand for pregnancy control. In other words, it's birth control. I'm opposed to that. Saving the life of the mom, absolutely. I'm in favor of that over anything else. Victims of incest, I think you have to argue what are the conditions. But I mean, there are exceptions to my view. I'm not arbitrary. But I have my view. If you have the view on the other side that my body, my right, gee, you hear that from the Democrats, but it sure as hell wasn't that way with the vaccines, was it? But anyway, my body, my right, that's fine. We have differences of opinion. I have no problem with that. And you put money into Planned Parenthood. Okay, I'm going to recoil morally, but legally, you should not be touched. Okay, so am I clear on this? This is about betrayal of constitutional oath to the detriment of the national security of the United States, and appropriate penalties as prescribed by law should take place. Now, I am going to say this. This is a matter of opinion for me. I do not think what I believe will be the upcoming trials of traitors, and I'm going to give some examples. I don't think they should be held in a regular court of law. Why? Because of personal bias. Too many judges have been appointed with political agendas that ignore the Constitution, ignore the law to carry out their personal feelings. Most of them are Biden and Obama appointees to the bench. I don't want to put the fate of our nation in their hands. Instead, and because we're talking treason and national security, should be military tribunal trials. There you can bet the justice will be fair but very firm. And here's where some of you are thinking, well, Dave, you're talking treason. Does that mean you're talking capital punishment? In some cases, yes. And this is going to be very controversial, and I know that. When you oversee an operation like Mark Milley in Afghanistan, that you brought the troops out, you didn't protect the people doing the evacuation, and it results in the death of 13 brave soldiers. My heart still aches just to talk about this, because their deaths were totally unnecessary, and 13 young lives snuffed out for no reason, because Obama and Mark Milley were wholly incompetent. Mark Milley, for that offense, deserves to be court-martialed, stripped of his retirement, and serve time. not capital punishment for that offense. However, an investigation is further needed, but I think we're going to find a lot. Mark Milley tipped his hand in Senate hearings about Afghanistan when he was asked a question about China, and we've all seen it. He said, "Well, going to war with China is tricky. If I knew we were going to attack China, I'd have to notify my Chinese counterpart." What? How many American lives would that cost? More than the 13 that he helped to snuff out. That is treason. China is our enemy. If we're going to war with a nation, they are our enemy. Anything that gives them aid and comfort, and this is clearly aid that he's advocating for, if we can find overt acts through investigation that supports that statement that he has given aid to the enemy, expressing it is one thing. I think that's a court-martiable offense, but acting on that is something different. That's abject treason subject to capital punishment. And if an investigation were to find confirming evidence, Mark Milley deserves the ultimate penalty. But you notice I'm leaving it open-ended. A statement doesn't mean action. Oh, I really want to kill that guy, you might say in a heat of anger. But you really don't mean it. You don't act on it. You didn't plan it. You didn't make the direct threat. It was just a comment made in bad taste. Do you look like an idiot? Mark Milley needs to be very worried. What about Kamala Harris and the border? Because let's review this. And we're going to take Mayorkas as well. Their job was to close the border, limit immigration to legal immigration, which I'm in favor of. Most Americans are, because we're the products of that. I'm a generation removed on my dad's side of the family. So, having said that, they said the border's closed. They lied under oath to the Senate and to the House, to the American people. They lied. They facilitated crimes of murder, illegal aliens raping and murdering Americans. They facilitated drug overdoses. Did they not? Fentanyl, just by itself, not counting cocaine, heroin, all the other stuff, kills 100,000 Americans a year. Most of them, here comes back to China, because when you're talking cartel dispensing fentanyl, you're talking their Chinese counterparts because they manufacture it. The Chinese are behind it. And who dies from fentanyl poisoning? About 90% are young American males, fighting age. Think that's an accident? Kamala Harris was the border czar. And in this, her oversight also produced rampant child sex trafficking. And when they're done with these kids for sexual purposes and profit, they often kill them and extract their organs they sell on the black market. And as bad as it is to say, it's worse not to say it. Kamala Harris was put in charge of the border. Now, Kamala Harris did nothing with the border. I don't think she's a traitor. Oh, I think if she'd got into office, her Marxist communist policies would have been acted upon. That would have been treason. But I don't think she's guilty of treason. I think she's guilty of criminal negligence. And that carries time in prison. Mayorkas, horse of different color. His job is to be the on-the-ground man to manage what happens at the border. He's a direct accomplice to everything that happened. Kamala Harris was negligent. She didn't do her job. She didn't go to the border. She went to El Paso, did not go to the border until she campaigned. Mayorkas, this was his job. And he turned the other way while this happened. It's the same as driving the getaway car. They robbed the bank. You killed the security guard. and you're the driver, you're tried for murder. Mayorkas should be facing a trial of treason with the possibility of capital punishment. He may be the biggest scumbag to ever serve in the American government. That doesn't influence my opinion on legally what should happen. But I'll have a hard time crying a tear and ask God for forgiveness and guidance because this man deserves what he has coming legally for the lives that he let be destroyed or ended. Now, I just gave these examples. I could go much, much further. Okay, people say, Dave, what about Merrick Garland? You hate Merrick Garland. I don't hate Merrick Garland. I hate his service to his country, or should I say his disservice to his country. He's a mafioso. Son-in-law and daughter own Panorama Education that brought in CRT. And what did he do? Kick down the door of people going to school board meetings, putting guns to their heads, stealing their electronics for expressing their First Amendment right, and interfered in his family profits. I don't know how many crimes I just mentioned there, but quite a few. And then there's a whole lot more that he's done. The lawfare against Donald Trump, interfering in an election. You get the idea. Does it border on treason? Absolutely. I don't know that it's provable. I will say this. He deserves 20 years in prison for the crimes I just mentioned. And he should be made an example of for anyone that follows. Weaponizing the justice system to deprive you the right to vote for who you want to is unconscionable. It's a crime against every American, and I don't care who you voted for, or even if you didn't vote, the possibility that you could vote was violated by this man and his illicit practices, sending his number three man to Alvin Bragg to prosecute Trump. What a joke. What an absolute joke. And this joker belongs in prison. That's what I think should come. And I think this should all be military tribunal. Scotty Sachs and I talked about that in an interview recently. But we need to exact justice, not revenge. Justice in the form of duly meting out punishment that's been earned and also serving as a warning to future thugs that if you get into office and do this, we're going to do the same thing to you. I offer this unapologetically because our nation's on the brink because of this treason. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Check us out with our newsletter. All you got to do is go to the Common Sense Show newsletters in the upper right-hand corner. Click that on. All I need is your email address. We do not sell your data. My name is not Zuckerberg. Okay? We don't do that. But put your email, you'll get a daily email that summarizes everything we do that day. Also, we have a new series called HIPS, HIPS, Hiding in Plain Sight, along with our geopolitical work that we do. That goes into our TV subscription service, the commonsenseshow.tv. And people love HIPS. Oh, untold history, untold powers of the mind, mysteries of the seven wonders of the world. All each one has a story. It's fantastic. We explore all that more and a lot more. We even do health and self-improvement. And people say, "Whoa, Dave, you're kind of off your beaten path." No, this actually was my professional path for a while. At least some of this stuff was. And I got taken off my path because our country was going to hell in a handbasket. But people love the show. Go and sign up today, thecommonsenseshow.tv. We'll see you back here next time.